So welcome, welcome, welcome once again to Somewhere in Between. I'm so excited that you're here. Today's topic is very important to me, and I think it's very timely given that, yes, this is my very first episode of Somewhere in Between, and I've been procrastinating on it. So I think that today's topic is something that is near and dear to my heart, and it's a great way for me to start this and to start our new connection now that you're listening to me and I have your undivided attention. In addition to that, we're going to have a strand of the episode. I'm excited to talk about that. And we're also going to get into a little bit of news, which, well, for this episode, it's not exactly news, but it's news to me, so whatever. So sit back and relax. Let's get into this, and let's start out with the strand of the episode. Alright guys, so the strand of today's episode, I actually have it in a concentrate form, so I don't actually need my lighter, but I have it here anyway for a dramatic effect. The strand of the day is this really cool sativa that I found this past weekend out in DC called Strawberry Cough. It is, like I said, it's a sativa, so it is really good for me anyway, for daytime use. Really good for focus, really good for creativity. Also, I really like it because it has a really good taste, but it also got some kick to it. So if you're looking for something in that vicinity that's got a little bit of power to it, got a little bit of feist to it, but also is not just going to have you somewhere stuck staring at the wall, Strawberry Cough, I highly recommend it, and I'm super excited, and I also would love to try it in a flower form, so if you got it, holla at me. So yeah, that is today's strand of the episode. Keeping it moving, I want to take a space just to kind of fill this space. I want you to feel this air. Can you feel this air? Are you breathing that air in? I want you to feel that, because in that space, that's where I should be talking about your amazing business. That's where your space should be, where I say, yes, I'm thanking this particular beautiful soul for being the sponsor of this episode. So if you are interested in being a sponsor for Somewhere in Between, I would be so happy to talk to you about that. You can email me. The contact information is below. Hell, you can call me on the phone, okay? You can come by for dinner if you want to. But I am looking for sponsors, so I'm hoping that I may come across you here. So again, looking out for sponsors. The next thing that I want to speak about is the news. I'm super excited because this is, like I said, it's not exactly brand new, but I recently, I'm going to say a month ago, read a book called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. I'm sure some of you have already heard it, already know about him, and have read other things that he has written. And I know he even has like this thing with Oprah he's doing now that I've seen. But I, for the first time, sat down and read that book. And yeah, like that's why it's in news. This is going to be one of those books that I add to my annual books. Like there's certain books that I try to read once a year, just because when I read it, I hear something different, something inspires me differently. But The Power of Now really did pull me into a space of reminding myself to be present. I think that I had gotten away from it for a little bit. And I think that when you're on, speaking for myself, being on a path of self-discovery, I forget some of the things that I learned 5 years ago, 10 years ago, because I'm caught into the now. And I kind of forgot how to be present. And I wasn't aware of that until I read this book. And the book also really helped me understand how me not being present was playing out negatively in other relationships and other situations that I was dealing with. At the time, I was ending a relationship, and I kept hearing the person say to me that I wasn't present, I wasn't aware, and I did not know what they were talking about because I felt like I was just dealing with a lot of shit, and that's, you know, your brain is scattered sometimes, and that's really true, but it's also scattered because you're not present, and you're worrying about what will be, or you're worrying about what was, rather than either doing something about it right now or putting yourself in a place of ease about what's now. So I highly recommend everyone reading that book and reading that book a few times. I know the next time that I go through it, I'm going to pick up things that I didn't catch this time. I'm really excited for that. And I think that it's something that I can continue to learn and to revisit. So in today's news, no huge updates. I just wanted to share with you guys that that book is amazing. And if you're looking for something good to read, I know in the summertime, sometimes we all try to go to our book list and whatnot, but I really would recommend checking that book out. So, The Power of Now, Eckhart Tolle. Check it out. All right, guys, let's get to the meat of this thing. Here we are here at the show topic, and this is where we really let our hair down. We sit Indian style. We lean forward. We lay back. We roll up. We sip. Whatever it is that you need to do to get into the space of this here conversation, I would really like for you to do that and be comfortable with me, or if you're driving or working or whatever the fuck you're doing. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is taking action. That's the point today. So taking action, it means so much to me, but I think that I'm processing it on a few different waves lately. It's not just about, oh, I got stuff to do, I need to get it done, but I think that there's so many different facets to it, and there's so many ways that I've been able to break it down differently than before. And I want to share this little experience that I've had recently with you. So for months now, no, actually, I'm going to say for over a year now, I have had it in my energy to do this podcast. And I went around with it and around with it and around with it for so long. So I was thinking that I wanted to work with other people on it. And then I was like, okay, well, maybe just this one other person with it. My best friend, Dominique, I love her to death. We wanted to work on it together. And it was like scheduling and different things. And then I met another super cool girl. We wanted to do a podcast together. And it was just different things that weren't clicking for me. So with Dominique and I, like, we both worked so much, like, we both do hair, and we were working at the same salon together, so we were like, we could just do this anytime, we could just put the podcast up while we're doing hair, like, people would like that, and it was a great idea, we really could have done that, but it never quite ironed out. And then I met this other young lady who's amazing, great energy. We went out, we shared a meal, we spoke about how we could do this podcast together. But it just didn't iron out. And it would always be like different things in the back of my mind that could work for it. But I also felt it was hindering me, right? So I was like, well, it would be really cool if I did the podcast with these different people because, you know, our stories are the same and different. For the one young woman, she's single. You know, she's dating. She does not have children. She was in a beautiful space of transition in her life where she was, you know, looking for her next career and different things like that. And my life is way different. I'm married. I got a bunch of kids. I got a job that I'm always at. So everything that would have added a lot of layers and textures to make a beautiful show were always also reasons why it wouldn't work out. And it was just weird. Like a week turned into a month, turned into 6 months, and I still haven't gotten any closer. Recently, I was speaking to another friend, and she and her husband, they have a show, like a YouTube show and a presence that they're building online. And I asked her, you know, about her experiences. And when I was talking to her and listening to her experiences doing this show with her husband, I realized My schedule has nothing to do with me not doing this podcast. Me not knowing who I want to work with on the podcast has nothing to do with me not doing it. The honest reason was that I did not want to hear what anyone had to say about my personal opinions. That was it. Like, I know that if I make a podcast and I put my unconventional opinions out, that people have a right to respond to my thoughts. And I just didn't want to hear that shit. And when I really came to terms with that was the reason why I wasn't doing it, and then to hear her say that, well, she had maybe had a handful of negative reactions, it kind of made me realize, wait a minute, if that's what you are not doing this for, you really need to find a better reason, because not living your authentic reason because of what someone else may say or do has never been a determining factor for me. I wear what I want to wear. I look how I want to look. I love who I want to love. I've never had an issue with that. So why I'm like hesitating to share myself with people that I don't freaking know anyway through the interwebs is confusing to me. So why was I even putting myself through that? So I did not realize that that was a hurdle. But once I did, I knew that, okay, if that's my only excuse, I have no excuse. Coming to terms with that made me realize, damn, like how many other people are having these blocks, this blockage that they can't quite identify like I was having for mine. So, yeah, like that was 3 days ago. And today I'm doing the first podcast and I really hope to continue to push to this. So if you're listening, please hold me accountable. Make sure that I'm continuing to do it because I will flake. So when I was thinking about reasons why people don't take action, I didn't want it to come off like people are making excuses or someone is saying or justifying a delayed response to something. But the truth is that we all have real boundaries in life. If it is a mental boundary, like the one that I just explained, if it's a physical boundary, like I can't do this because I physically don't have the time, like I may work 2 or 3 jobs, or I might just work 1 long ass job and just be tired when I get home. Or I physically have a big family and I can't do that. Or I'm a caretaker or whatever it might be. People have legitimate boundaries and blocks as to why they can't do the things that they want to do. I'm a mother. I was a single mother for a little bit before I met my partner. Having 2 kids to take care of by yourself, that shit will slow you down from doing stuff sometimes. Being able to find balance. Sometimes we get things that we want to do and we fall so deeply into the rabbit hole that we can't pull ourselves out of it. That can be a blockage for some people. That could slow them down from starting a new project. So I'm saying all this to say that if there is something that you have been procrastinating on doing, don't necessarily beat yourself across the head about it now. You might, the only solution is not that you're procrastinating or that you're lazy. There could be something else, and you might need to really take time to dig inside of yourself to figure out what that reason is so that you can push past it. If you know someone that wants to do something and they're procrastinating on it, what should you do? I mean, number one, you have to realize the fact that you're not that person, and you can't value someone else's time for them. So from you looking from the outside in, it may seem like that person has no reason why they haven't gone back to school. I'm talking to you, Dad, about me. He's always on my ass about going back to school. Jeez. But anyway, it's none of your, like, you can't judge why a person hasn't done something or why they haven't gotten their credit straight or why they haven't had a baby or gotten married or whatever. It's not for you to decide when that person will do that thing. Even if you think it's the best for them, just understand and be secure with the fact that it's not your choice. That's number one. And number two, understand that there are so many underlying issues like we just talked about and even so many more. There's another example I can think of. There's this person that I know that gave birth 3 years ago. So the child is three now, and their significant other is telling them that it's time for them to go back to school. I'll use this as an example again. She's not ready. She's not ready to go back to school. And don't get me wrong, I'm definitely not saying that we should not go to school. But what I am saying is that there is a time and place for everything. In my personal experience, sure, it only took me 9 months to grow and deliver my child, my children. But at the same time, that infant stage, that toddler stage, that you acclimating to be away from the child and the child acclimating to be away from you for hours at a time. And just the different things that go into that mother-child bond and the responsibilities, in my opinion, it takes like 5 years to have a baby. Like before you really get back to yourself, before you can really put that time and energy into yourself, my experience was until my son, my youngest son was about 5 years old, that's when I really started to feel like I was coming back into myself and I could think independently and I could move a little bit more independently because he was gaining his own independence too. So that was something that I really wanted to make sure that I highlighted in this episode. Sorry about that. Speaking about barriers and boundaries that we have, that was a big ass little barrier that just walked in the door. My youngest son, his name is Zoe. So I apologize for that. But as we were saying, you don't get to dictate when the right time for someone else to do something. That was the point that I wanted to make there. Another point that I wanted to make in regard to timing and things that we perceive as procrastination, I believe that there are times where we want to do something and the idea is there, but all the other resources might not be there. And maybe it's not time for us to do that project yet, but it doesn't mean that it won't get done. It just means that it's something that the universe has not fully given birth to yet. I have been wanting to do a music festival. I used to work with a group to get the music festival done, and I've been wanting to do my own for a while now. And to be honest with you, I know that it's going to happen. I don't know when and I don't know how, but I do know that it's going to happen. I know that there will be a time where I can make room for this project and all of the pieces are going to fall in line. But I can't help but to think that maybe it hasn't happened yet because all the pieces are not in order yet. Maybe I haven't met the right sponsor, or maybe I haven't walked into the right venue, or something is preventing this from happening. And instead of banging my head against the wall, I'm going to do everything I can to prepare for it now so that when it does come in line to happen, when it does manifest, I'm ready. So that's just how I'm going to handle it. I don't think that we get to determine everything. I think that, you know, our job as humans here on Earth is to be as prepared as possible. But I don't personally think that I am in control of everything. I think I have a hand in it, but I do definitely believe that the universe has a plan that's already been laid out. And if I'm doing everything that I can do, the universe is going to do everything it can do for me. But that's just my own personal belief. So, when you think about reasons why you haven't taken action on things that you want to, and when you think about times when you have either legitimately or just had no reason at all to procrastinate, what were some of your reasons? What came out of those projects? Do you have outlines for things that you want to do that are filed away either physically somewhere or mentally in your mind? Talk to me. I'd love to hear about them. You can email me. You can send me information here in the show link. But I really would love to hear about how you are taking action, what you're taking action on, what you're not taking action on, different things like that. Oh, and you know what? There was one other thing also that I did want to talk about when it comes to taking action. So I have been doing a lot of work on myself, wanting to create a better relationship with me. I know that sounds weird, but I want to have a better relationship with myself. I want to love myself better. I want to appreciate myself more, because I'm starting to understand that the better I love, respect, and appreciate myself, the more I love, respect, and appreciate those around me and the things around me. So while I'm doing this work, it's taking a lot of time. And while I have been on the path for self-discovery for a while, I don't think that I always had this much time, the time that I have now to dedicate towards it. So that's just something else that goes along to why timing is so important. But it's also, it also can be difficult to balance that shit, you know, like when you want to study, you know what I mean? Like you want to have, I want to have my nose in the books right now, but I also, you know, I got to work. I have to do different things around my home. My kids need different things. So I'm having to show balance. And it reminds me that anything that you are wanting to do, if you are studying for a license in something, if you are going to school, if you are remodeling a home, if you are learning yoga, whatever it is that you are doing, writing a book, I don't know, whatever it is that you're doing, it's going to require balance, especially if you have outside demands that need to be kept. If you can go into your bubble and be completely immersed in it, oh, I envy you. I'm not one of those people. I have to divide myself. So reminding myself to keep a schedule, to keep objectives for the day. I personally like to have 3 bullet points for the day. Today's objective was to write out show ideas, to look at the outline for the book that I'm working on, and to get my salon room clean for tomorrow's clients that are coming in. 3 objectives. I tried to keep it simple. I tried to build in enough time for incoming things and different things like that, so that way I still can take action. I still can get what I need to get done, and I still have room for incoming problems. At the end of the day, I'm proud to say I was able to do all 3 of my objectives. Everything is crossed off, and I got to record this episode today. Tomorrow, it might not work. I might not get all of my 3 objectives done, but at least I'm setting the stage to know that the things that I want to take action on, those things can be broken down. The loophole to this also, for me, has just been really being organized about what I want to do. If I have a goal, like, for example, the book that I'm working on, I have a timeline spread out over about 13 months and different things that I want to be able to accomplish within each month. And then I can kind of break it down by the day. What do I need to do today? What do I need to do tomorrow? So by the end of the month, I can be able to check this goal off. And hopefully at the end of the 13 months, everything would have come together with some time to spare. Who knows? If it doesn't, it doesn't. But at least I know I am planning to succeed. Because if you don't plan to succeed, you plan to fail. Okay? Like I was saying a few minutes ago before I went off on that tangent that I meant to mention earlier, I would love to hear about your experiences. What are you planning? What are you working on? What are your goals, and how do you plan to achieve them? When are you going to take action, and what has it been like since you've been taking action, if that's the case? I'm so excited to hear from you. I get to talk to amazing people all day, and they are in that space of looking and wanting to do things and all these amazing ideas. And I just feel like we get so stuck. So that's why today's conversation was so important to me. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen. I can't wait to hear your feedback. And I really hope that you stick around to hear more and share a little bit more time with me somewhere in between.